With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Texas Democrats defy Governor Greg Abbott's redistricting ultimatum to block consideration of a new congressional map. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Texas Democrats who fled the state in order to block new congressional maps favored by Republicans successfully prevented a legislative session to consider those maps that had been scheduled for Monday from going forward. Due to their absence, the Texas House of Representatives did not have enough members present to establish a necessary quorum to open the proceedings. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott had threatened to try to kick dozens of Democrats out of the legislature if they were not present for the session. When they did not show up, Texas Republicans in the chamber voted to issue civil warrants for their arrest, though the warrants reportedly apply only within state lines. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Texas House scheduled to reconvene again today. A Southern California pastor rallying opposition to a bill in the state assembly, which he calls a child trafficker's dream. Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, warns that California Assembly Bill 495 would let total strangers remove young children from public schools or even daycare centers.
It allows an individual to obtain this new form. They fill it out. The bill does not require a background check. There's no requirement for the school to call you to ask you if it's okay if John takes your daughter out of school. If this bill passes, I am going to ask you to leave the state of California. You're going to need to pack up and you're going to have to get out. You got to get out. You got to run with your kids. You got to go. It is unbelievable. So much so, don't believe me. Go to realimpact.us.
Tomorrow we'll hear from a public policy expert who warns if SB 495 passes on August 19th, it will open the door to similar laws and legislatures all across the United States, further eroding parental rights. This is SRN News. Gay pride events going out of style.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats have filed suit accusing President Trump of intimidating health care providers by threatening to remove federal funding for sex change operations on children. The complaint comes after a month in which at least eight major hospitals and hospital systems announced they would no longer perform the procedures on people under the age of 18. The lawsuit has been filed by attorneys general from 15 states and the District of Columbia, plus the governor of Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street headed higher in early trading as the market's anxiety over last week's poor jobs data appears to have dissipated as investors turn their attention to another batch of corporate earnings. Palantir Technologies heading toward another record high after booking its first $1 billion in quarterly sales and raising its outlook for the year. Shares surged more than 6% to $170 before markets opened. Caterpillar shares slipped 3.5% as the company's profit was nicked by tariffs. Due later this week are earnings reports from Disney, McDonald's, and DoorDash, along with updates on U.S. business activity. U.S. benchmark crude oil shed 73 cents to $65.56 per barrel, while Brent crude gave up 64 cents, $68.12 per barrel. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.